Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about expect little and give much. Expect little, but give much. My daughter and I were just reading the other day. We've been reading the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, which is an older book. It's been around for a while. And he's got a formula in there that he says he learned from a guy who was a very happy guy. And he said, here's my formula for happiness. And part of his formula for happiness was this little saying. And I found this to be very true. Expect little, but give much. Expect little, but give much. Now, I think we should be in a place where we're in high levels of expectancy from God. But even then, when we are in expectancy from God, because he's the only one who will never let us down, we're still grateful rather than entitled to everything that comes our way. But when it comes to people, we expect little, but we give much. We expect little and give much. This turns the focus. Often we get unhappy, we get frustrated because someone didn't do something we thought they should do, someone didn't live up to their side of the bargain, who knows what it is. And we get focused on what they're doing and we can't control that. And that can eat away at your happiness real fast. That can eat away at your joy and your peace really quickly. But when you're focused externally, you just say, you know what, I'm going to give much. I'm going to expect little and give much. Leads to much greater happiness. And when you give, and you give cheerfully, you give joyfully, you give out of love and honor, it gets multiplied back to you in the process. And it far exceeds your expectations. It becomes this beautiful thing. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And remember, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to approach each day with some joy. You got to approach it with some excitement. Bring that energy and presence and focus into these fundamentals. Waking up each day saying, you know what? Something good is going to happen today. Something good is going to happen today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. As soon as your feet hit the floor, Those are the things coming out of your mouth every day, taking your position in the light each day. And then we're going to magnify that light. We're going to make it bigger and greater and brighter on the inside of us. We're going to stay tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And then we're going to take action. We're going to do the things that we know to do. And we're going to do them with full confidence in God. He's right there with me, helping me, equipping me, empowering me to do the things that I know to do. So our first one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. And I got one I need to add to our list here, which is humility. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. That happens through the forgiveness of sins. But in order for us to receive that forgiveness, we have to humble ourselves first. One of the first steps to taking our position in the light is just humble, being humble, humbling ourselves and saying, God, I need your help. Thank you that you're with me. Forgive me. Just being willing to humble ourselves moves us into the light because God gives grace to the humble. But the proud don't get grace. So we receive this through forgiveness. We got to receive forgiveness from God. We got to walk in forgiveness with ourselves, and we got to walk in forgiveness with other people. And the motivation behind that forgiveness was love. God's love was the motivation behind it. And we got to experience his love. Stay focused on his love. Begin to experience love. And then just simply begin to love yourself the way that he's loved you. And then let it flow through you. You begin to love other people the way that he's loved you. And then we're going to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Everything is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Think about those times where your expectations get high of other people and they let you down. And now you get into complaining mode. This simple concept, expect little, give much, can help you to stay positioned in the light because it'll keep you positioned in humility. It'll keep you positioned in gratitude and praise. And you, as you go about giving much, it keeps you positioned in love. Expect little, give much. Helps to keep you positioned in the light. And then we're going to magnify that light. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. I forgot about our next slide here, which is important to stay positioned in the light. Because in the light, we have access to everything that God has. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, everything's available in the light. It's not worth it to step out of that. It's not worth it to step into frustration or pride or unforgiveness or bitterness, looking out for yourself. Part of that guy's formula for happiness, forget yourself and look out for others. Expect little, give much. Forget yourself. Look out for others. Now, we are supposed to love ourselves the way God's loved us, to be good stewards of our bodies and the things that God has entrusted to us. But it's got to flow through us out into other people. So we're going to magnify the light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're all magnifying something all day long already. Based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our mind consistently. As you begin to magnify the light, it begins to grow and it begins to expand. It begins to expand the capacity for God to be able to flow more and work more through us. Also, as we meditate on God's word and his promises and his faithfulness, also helps it to get rooted and grounded and established in our hearts. So that we become more fixed and steadfast and consistent and immovable, even when there's pressures of life and troubles of life around us. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word. Just give his word a higher place and priority. Be diligently studying it, having it rolling over in your mind and in your heart all throughout the day. To magnify God's unfailing love and his faithfulness. To magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ, that we've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives, and he wants to help today. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report, and all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. is simply choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than the problems. Not to focus on them, to acknowledge them. Yes, they're there, but I'm going to make God bigger than this problem because nothing's too hard for him. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, to choose to be positioned in darkness. We could be meditating and just rolling over in our mind all day long the ways that people have wronged us. We could be thinking about how we had these expectations and they didn't get met. And we could just let that be rolling over and meditating on that in our mind. And what's going to lead to? It's going to lead to some unhappiness and frustration and all these things. We could meditate on the issues and problems. We could just be dwelling on the bad things of the past that we're not willing to move forward today. We could be worrying about the future. So we're paralyzed right now. Don't know which way to go. Don't know what to do moving forward. We could be trying to figure it all out and solve it all in our own minds. But there's a better way. Just take your position in the light. Now, this is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Wherever you're positioned, whatever you're magnifying is going to have some symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure and weight is on you. Feels like it's hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, dread of the future. Confusion about what to do, which way to go, which direction to take. You get these vicious cycles, these bad habits, these bad patterns that just keep repeating themselves over and over. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. You rest in your soul. And as you rest, God begins to work. He begins to flow through you. And all of a sudden, you get so much more present. You become more aware of everything that's going on around you. You become externally focused and see all these opportunities to be a blessing. See all these opportunities to give much. Everything becomes free and easy and effortless, and your energy levels begin to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to equip you to function in God's strength. You've got hope in any and every situation. And all of a sudden you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight, these flashes of brilliance where you just know that you know that you know this is the direction to go. This is the path to take. This is the thing to do right now. And then as you stay positioned in this consistently, bad patterns, bad habits, vicious cycles just begin to break effortlessly without even trying. As God begins to set you free to greater and greater levels. And the good news is, if we get off track, we get positioned in the wrong things, we get magnifying the wrong things. This amazing gift of grace, that it only takes 1 second to turn it back around. Just changing your focus. Just humble yourself before God. Say, God, forgive me. Thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love, for your grace, for your faithfulness. You've promised to only do good for me continually in this new covenant. We humble ourselves. We repent. We get right back in. And all of a sudden, it just flows suddenly. Just begins to flow suddenly again. And we're going to stay tuned in each day. Stay tuned in and listening. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us, to teach us, to train us, to show us what to do, which direction to go. Just a simple question you can ask every day. God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed? If so, would you please repeat it again? I want to make sure that I get it. And then you just get still and you listen. You keep a pen and paper right there with you. And whatever becomes to come into your mind, you just begin to write it down. You begin to record your journey every day with God. Big step in our journey with God, just recording your journey every day. You're going to stay tuned in throughout the rest of the day. If you're ever unsure what to do or which direction to take, you ask. And then you wait until you know. You wait until it begins to show you. And then once you know, it's time to take action. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're unsure of. What do you know to do today? What is that internal to-do list of the things that you know you need to get done? Maybe there's some things in your conscience where you say, you know what? I know I need to do that, but I keep putting it off. I keep procrastinating. And those things are blocking our mental clarity as they begin to stack up and pile up on the inside of us. What do you know to do today? And then let's take action. And let's do it together with God. Do it in partnership with him. with a willing heart, with a good attitude, full confidence in him that as I begin to take action, he's going to begin to work through me. He's going to begin to flow through me and help me to function in his strength as I stay at rest in my mind and he does the work through me. And as you do this, does something like turn you into a magnet? You seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things are added to you. It begins to pull everything God has for you into your life. You stay focused on that one thing. You stay focused on the light. You keep magnifying it. Stay tuned in. Keep taking action. It just turns you into a magnet. It begins to pull all these things into your life. Now, one of the big things I think that can kick us out of the light, and this is why I think this little quote is so good, this little saying is so good, is that when our expectations get frustrated, it kicks us into complaining mode. Venting our frustrations can send you into a spiral where you begin to magnify the darkness. You begin to magnify that. And I found this to be true. Expect very little and just be grateful for every little thing that's good that comes your way. Expect very little and be grateful for everything that comes your way. And instead, focus externally, not what's coming into you. Focus externally on how you can be a blessing. How can you do good? How can I give today? How can I make somebody else's day? And something I keep meaning to put into our daily prayer that we've been praying. Now, we've done this a few times for you guys that are partners in the Abundant Life Blueprint. We've talked about this, but I need to put it into our daily prayer, which is, God, send somebody we can help today. Send me opportunities to do good today, to be a blessing to people. Send me people who need you that I can help. And if you'll pray that every single day, God will send you people. And what do? You just simply strike up a conversation with who's ever around. And all of a sudden, all these opportunities will begin to come your way. Expect little and give much. Let's turn our focus externally, not what people can do for us, but what we can give to them, how we can be a blessing to them. So we're going to ask God for his help with this. Father, we're just so thankful for you. You treat us better than we deserve. If your expectations for us, Lord, we probably would have frustrated them over and over and over and time again. I know that would be the case for me, looking back on my life and my relationship with you, especially early on. I would have frustrated your expectations of me so much, but you chose to give. We're asking for your help to model this, Lord. You loved us so much, you gave. Not expecting anything in return necessarily. Just looking to be a blessing. And we can do this trusting that as we do this, God's going to multiply it back to us. We're not doing it to get anything. We're just simply giving to be a blessing. And we're going to trust that as we do that, God's going to multiply it back to us. Giving out of love, out of a pure heart, purposing in our heart to do good. And Father, we're asking for your help with this today. Help us to grow in this. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. In Corinthians, it says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is a big deal because in the case of a will or an estate or an inheritance, you have to proclaim the death to activate all of the benefits. So as we take communion, we're proclaiming his death, and that his death, it's active. We're activating all this inheritance, all these good things that have been done for us in Christ. We're activating them and walking in them today. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. We truly thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Loved us so much that he gave. Forgiveness of sin brings us into the light. I believe if you begin to walk in this, you become more externally focused and make that our priority. Not what people can do for us, not what we can get from them, but what we can give to them, how we can be a blessing to them. It turns the tables, puts you in control. I believe as you do that, you're going to experience your relationship with God in a new way. You're going to experience him flowing through you in a new way. He begins to equip you and to empower you to do this. Father, we just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. All right, so let's make today a masterpiece. Stay in position in the light. You keep magnifying that light. Let's make it bigger and greater. Let's expand that capacity today. Let's grow in this today. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly, you humble yourself, you receive his forgiveness and love, and you get right back in. You stay tuned in today for his leading and direction, and then you take action. Do those things that you know to do. Let's be people of high levels of action on the things that we know to do. And we're going to do them together with God, trusting in him, confident in him. Keep doing those things day by day. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope it's been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.